For calling
now,
the guest.
When we come back from the music hall, and Josh Clayton-Felt has some actual theme music for us, so hit it. Many people know and refer to him as that guy from School of Fish, but Josh Clayton-Felt is out on his own, has just released his first solo album, Inarticulate Nature Boy, and he's with us in the music hall.
Oh, yeah. Colin Chuck. Bring a good luck. Hit it and quit.
All right. Oh, we like that. Cool. I like the kazoo. It's a very nice touch. Josh Clayton-Felt is with us. So it seems as if we're going to talk about your solo album and your new career, but it seems as if School of Fish was just really getting going and breaking through, and then you break up.
Yeah. I mean, there's some truth to that. We had a couple of years, a couple records, rather, of working together, and the first record we wrote together. The guitar player and I did all the writing together, and the thing is that we came from such different backgrounds that at first we tried to find this common ground, and it was kind of a narrow common ground that we both dug musically, and we tried to do that. And then by the second record, we didn't try as hard, and it started getting harder to find that common ground, and we kind of polarized each other, and I was trying to get more and more songy and funky, and he was getting more heavy stuff. And so eventually we just didn't have that common vision anymore. Mm-hmm. So it made more sense to each do our own thing and get to explore the, you know, our own voices, musically speaking.
So that brings us to today and Inarticulate Nature Boy, which is your debut solo release.
That's right. Although School of Fish, I just want to say it was a wonderful experience. And Michael rocks.
All right. you definitely do have that funky feel on this record.
Yeah, I wanted to give it a shot. It's just a lot of the music that I grew up with. That's kind of the music that freed me up when I was a kid, you know? It was the kind of music where you could lose yourself and just put it on a record and groove out in your house and made all the problems of school go away.
Okay. You want to let us all groove out now? What are you going to do first?
Oh, yeah. This first one, now we have to live up to being a groove out band.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard.
Oh, yeah.
This first one's called Window. It's our first single, I guess.
Josh Clayton-Felt in the music hall with us at FM 101.9.
Looking down, open up, open up.
Josh Clayton Felt, Window, live in the Music Hall at FM 101.9.
It's,
you guys can
it's early to try to funk.
You did it very well. You guys can join in on the applause, too, so it sounds like we have a lot more people in here.
That's,
you
know, why we bring, so, that's why we bring everybody.
Right. So, you know, yeah.
Oh, nice.
That sound better?
Nice guitar playing.
All right. Josh Clayton Felt, as I said, is with us in the Music Hall. You're touring with Delamitri. You've been out on the road with them for how long?
We're just about to finish a two-month tour with them.
Wow. It's tonight at the Ventura Theater. Tomorrow night, you head down to San Diego. 4th and Main. And then Saturday night, the last show is the House of Blues
show? House of Blues, last show.
Wow, that's going to be the party, huh?
Yeah, it's hard. We're wondering if they're going to start doing, you know, what they call hijinks. I don't know what they call them, that kind of thing. You know, where people do things to each other in bands who've been on tour for a long time together?
Well, I don't know, because...
Well, they do things like they'll glue your foot to the drum pedal, or they'll saw your sticks in half so that when you hit the drums, they break. So we've been waiting, wondering if they're going to do anything. We haven't done anything yet because we're kind of nervous.
You mean Delamitri you're talking about?
Yeah, we know they're going to do something to us. And the thing is, they're experienced at this game, so we don't really want to try to beat them at
they're
it.
They're the
you
master
know?
Pranksters.
Yes,
yeah, they are masters.
They're quite the fun boys, aren't they?
They are the fun boys.
That's what we've heard. So Saturday night, House of Blues. Tonight, Ventura Theater. Tomorrow night, San Diego. What? Coach House tonight. Oh.
No, that was last night.
Oh, Tammy, go back in there. now, you've got quite the band with you here this morning. You're all so kind. You're wearing these name tags on
like
masking
that?
Tape. It's really a wonderful thing. It says, hello, I am Josh on drums, and I'm just Petey. Did you hear about my new truck? What about the truck?
1996 Toyota Tacoma.
2% financing.
All right. Petey who?
Maloney.
They better give you an endorsement
on drums.
Now.
On bass at Good Morning, I'm Walt.
Good morning.
And over on keyboards, you can't really see, but it says Cheerio, Cheerio. I'm DC.
But I would never say Cheerio. I don't know who wrote
this. You didn't write it, though.
But yeah, I made the record on my own out in Topanga Canyon. I rented a house up there, and I made the record and brought the gear in. And then after the record was done, I had to try to find people who could make that stuff work live. And I put one band together, and they all took off and started their own band. And then I put another band together, and that was these guys, and that's been great. So.
Okay, now, you recorded the record alone. You're one of those really sickening people who just can play every instrument and did it and made this great record.
that you just called me sickening.
Well, you know,
we have to agree with that.
I mean, yeah, totally. Yeah.
But now, when reading your bio, is this true that you never really played the drums before, and you never played the trumpet before?
Well, the thing is, the trumpet was easy to pull that one off because I just had to end on the right note, so that one was easy. And I've been listening to a lot of jazz records, so that kind of was something I was just messing around with for fun. The drums are something, though, that I have played a lot, you know, just messing around with friends and stuff. And a lot of my friends are drummers, and anybody who knows a drummer knows that they talk about pretty much nothing else but drumming and their sticks and their drum heads.
And PD's shaking
his head. See, they all know. So, like, I know about kick drums and all that kind of stuff. So I just, you know, learned about that from talking to friends and, you know, would pick up techniques and play along to records. And, it was really just fun. I had been making demos for about a year and a half after School of Fish broke up. I was just making demos on an 8-track and recording all the stuff on my own at my house. And I liked the casual feel that the demos had, you know, and I didn't want to suddenly get all uptight and hire a studio band and switch gears just because I was making a record for the rest of the world. So I thought, I just, you know, do it work. This was natural. So I just stuck with that for the record.
Did the whole thing yourself.
Yeah, with Tony Phillips and Matt Wallace, who executive produced it.
Okay. Now, where you recorded, you said you rented a house, but this is a cool story as well. In Topanga, a place called the Treehouse.
Yeah. I when I was a kid, I used to really want to have a studio. I had this vision when I grew up, I'd have a place called the Treehouse. You know, my stepfather at the time had a house in Vermont, and I thought that would be the perfect place. And he actually sold it, unfortunately. It was very sad. So, but then I got this idea, rather than, you know, spend the money in a studio, I just thought it would be more home environment for me and be more what I was comfortable with, just to go out and rent the place. So I'd always liked Topanga, and just really seemed like a good vibe out there. So I went for a drive and looked on this board, and I found a pile of numbers and I wrote them all down. And there was only one guy who was willing to let me even check out the house, knowing that I was a musician.
Wow.
So yeah, so I got really lucky, and it was a great place. And
was it really a treehouse, or was it just...
It wasn't really a treehouse, but what was funny was that when I got there to look at it for the first time, the guy who owned it, just the first thing he said to me as we were going up the stairs, he goes, "We call it the treehouse." And I suddenly thought, oh, this is it. I don't have to look
any further. It was meant to be, right?
Yeah, I really felt that way. And I walked in the front room, and the woman who was living there at the time was a singer. And it was just a really great... It had a lot of vibe and spirit, and I knew that that would add to the record. And
you were recording this when we had the major storms, and that you were stuck there when Topanga was kind of
isolated.
We
had the sinkhole. We were very proud to have our own sinkhole, because everything on the news was about sinkholes, and then we got one, so we felt good, you know. And but for a week, luckily a friend of mine had brought a lot of food up, but for a week we were stuck in Topanga, and all we could do is record. And it was strange. In some ways it was hard to record, even though that was the only thing to do, knowing you were trapped. It was just a bizarre feeling. But I've been trying to remember which song on the record we did during that time. I'm going to have to look back on the tracking sheets. But anyway, yeah, it was really fun. One night I actually couldn't find the house because it was so foggy. You know, the ocean, the fog gets really bad up there. So in any case, it was really hard to find the house one night, and I almost went off the road.
Well, the album's called Inarticulate Nature Boy. It's got a Topanga kind of mystique about it. You want to do another song from it for us?
Sure, yeah. This is a song called Soon Enough, and hopefully I'll remember all the lyrics, because there's a lot of them.
All right, Josh Clayton Felt in the Music Hall on FM 101.9.
Tell me what's the rush when it comes
ever dream of. It's just like you to sneak up quietly, and so all of a sudden, and I realize they say waiting makes you stronger. Well, I close my eyes and I know I can't wait much longer, and I caught a glimpse, but I only wind up with pieces. I've never seen the picture there, no, my hand never really reaches. You'll know soon enough what's the use to try and chase it. Tell me what's the rush when it comes and you can face it. You'll know soon enough, and all this talking gets you nowhere, and your eyes are stuck, so you won't know it when you get there. You'll know soon enough. Biggest puddle that I have ever dreamed of. It's just like you to take me quietly, take me infinitely somewhere. And those colored lights in my head kept me walking that direction. Well, I think I'll stay a while if you don't mind the attention. And you know I've tried. Let it go like the way you always do it. Ever since we did it, and I wanna get back to it. You'll know soon enough. What's the use to try and chase it? Tell me what's the rush? When it comes, then you can face it. You'll know soon enough. And all this talking gets you nowhere, and your eyes are stuck.
Josh Clayton-Felt's album, Inarticulate Nature Boy. When you were warming up in here, I caught a little taste of I've Got a Feeling. It's Undercover Thursday here. Would you do that for us?
Oh, yeah, but when we get to the bridge, I don't know the words, but that doesn't matter, right? Okay, here you go. Good luck. We haven't played this in forever.
A feeling deep inside, oh yeah.
on my toes. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I got a feeling I think that everybody knows. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Everybody had a hard year. Everybody had a good time. Everybody let their hair down. Everybody saw the sunshine. Oh yeah.
Josh Clayton Feld in the music hall. It's Undercover Thursday. That was cool. Thank you so much. Tonight, the Ventura Theater. Tomorrow night, San Diego at 4th and Main. Saturday night, the Delamitri Josh Clayton Feld tour wraps up at the House of Blues.
Yes.
Cool. Well,
and
we'll see you there.
Everybody pray for us that there won't be too many gags played on our show.
Well, it could be fun. You never know.
Yeah.
The album is Inarticulate. Nature Boy Josh Clayton Feld. Thanks so much for coming into the FM 101.9 Music Hall.
Appreciate it.